Facebook for bookings.
For 30 years, your voice, your morning. John McKenzie's morning, only on 4CA 846.
He is with me, former director of the Australian Rugby League and Queensland Rugby League, for that matter, John Moore. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Here we go again, and it's been front and centre, the discussion about what we do about Barlow Park, or if you like, a rectangular stadium, the last few weeks, largely because of the focus on the big match between the Bunnies and the Cowboys. Now, when I talked to the mayor, he said, yes, we've narrowed it down to two locations, two sites where we could replace the existing facility. He wouldn't nominate where they were. He talked about, yes, $200,000 has been set aside to do the preliminary work on deciding where we're going to go, etc., putting together a business plan. But we've been talking along these lines now for years, haven't we?
Yes, John, we have actually. The first example goes back to 1992, when the Cairns Post had a headline in February 1992, which said, no venue, no test. Way back then, was that 24 years, John, we missed out on a test match here in Cairns because of unsuitable venue. And I might add, in 2004, I think it was, when the Rugby Union World Cup was held in Australia, well, Cairns was listed as a venue for one of the World Cup games, and when the powers that be in rugby union came up and had a look at our facilities, Cairns was scrubbed, and we missed that one too. Now, this has been going on forever, and the thing that I find particularly worrying is the fact that our civic leaders keep saying things like, well, we only use it, you know, one game per year. Well, the reason it's only used one game per year is because we do not have the facilities to attract people. And the only reason we have that one game per year is because of a personal connection and the foresight of the CEO of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who could see an opportunity to turn a challenge into a positive. And that's exactly what happened. Shane Richardson decided to bring a game to Cairns, which is very unpopular in Sydney. The Cowboys, before they won the premiership, were not game pullers, crowd pullers in Sydney. So Shane Richardson said he can achieve two things here. He can help Cairns, which he has an affinity with, and also make more money, let's face it, for the Cowboys. And that's what he did. That's the reason we got that game, John. Other people aren't clamouring to come here because, frankly, we just don't have the facilities.
Now, you're a mate of Shane Richardson. I just want to take you back 30 seconds or so. You said, yes, he's made that decision. It's not a popular decision in Sydney. Tell me about that. How does he get that across the line with Rabbitohs fans in Sydney?
Well, he actually stuck his neck on the line. Talk about getting across the line. He actually had to talk very hard and fast with the board of South Sydney and virtually guarantee them that the game in Cairns would be a success. No one wanted to do it except Shane. And why would they? I mean, you know, people looked at the footy ground here. You know, the grandstand, John, holds something like 1,500 people. That is it. And I saw a report in the Courier Mail whereby they said the ground was packed. It was standing room only. Well, it's standing room only when you get to 1,501 people. So it doesn't have to be very big, you know. So that's, you know, they're the problems that Richo had to overcome with his own people to come to Cairns. Yeah. And it only happened because he knows Cairns, he loves Cairns, and he knows people here. And that's the only reason we got that one.
Well, he had to sell it as a success. What exactly comprises a success in a game like this? Are we talking about numbers through the gate? Are we talking about financial returns, publicity? What comprises a success?
Yeah. Okay. Well, from Richo's point of view, he's the one who had to bring the game here. He had to convince the board that it would be profitable. It would be more profitable to bring the game here to Cairns rather than have it in Sydney at ANZ Stadium or wherever. I mean, he had other options. He could have taken it to Wellington. He could have taken it to Auckland. He could have taken it to Perth, Gosford. There are all sorts of other options, but he chose Cairns because he knows that Cairns is rugby league heartland. This is one thing that we've got right up our sleeve here in Cairns, which we're not taking advantage of. This is arguably, and in my opinion, most definitely, one of the most strongest rugby league areas, one of the strongest sporting areas in the whole of Australia. And we're not capitalising on that. Richo knew that because he lived here, he coached brothers here, he knew how strong the passion was, he knew he could turn that into a win-win situation whereby the Cowboys prospered, but also Cairns got top-quality football.
If indeed Cowboys had played Rabbits in Sydney, what numbers would they have pulled?
Oh, well, as low as $7,000 or $8,000. This is pre-Cowboys winning the premiership, I might add. We're going back 4 or 5 years
now.
But
what would have happened this year, for example, Cowboys, Rabbitohs in Sydney?
That's conjecture, isn't it? But I think the Cowboys must have a lot more pulling power now. And I would suggest round about the same figures we got here. They might have got round about 15,000. Round about the same, yeah. I would guess that, yeah.
Well, that'd put a bit of pressure on Shane Richardson, wouldn't it, from Rabbitoh supporters?
Well, it does, because now the question's got to be asked, why do we take the risk, you know? But thankfully, they've signed a contract, which knowing Richard, they'll stick by that, and they're contracted to come here for another 2 years. Yeah. So I think we're right for that period of time. But, John, what we've got to look forward to here in Cairns is the future. This is a tourist city. Almost every dollar we make here comes directly or indirectly from tourists. We have to maximise every opportunity we have to extract that tourist dollar. Now, at the moment, we're not doing that through the myopic vision of our city leaders. We've got to get a can-do attitude. Sorry to use that word, but I think it's opportune at this stage. We've got to find ways to do things, not think of reasons not to do things. And I'm very disappointed at this attitude which says, well, we can't do this because it won't work. How do we know it won't work? I mean, there was a famous saying by Kevin Costner in the movie Field of Dreams, where he said something like, build it and they'll come. Well, I think that's the situation here.
Yeah. Now, I've been discussing these matters on air and off air with, people like Dennis Keefe, for example. I think it might have been Dennis pointed out the other day that because of the casualties of the global financial crisis here in Cairns, we don't have those heavy hitters that are... Well, look at John O'Brien, for example. Mm. How wonderful was he for just this sort of project when he was very, very active in business? He's not around at... Oh, well, Tom Headley's another one, for example, with the racing scene, etc. Those heavy hitters aren't around like they used to be. What do we do now as far as structuring perhaps a committee or a group of business people or a group of enthusiasts to get this moving?
Well, I think we do need a committee of enthusiasts, but it needs to be people who have a genuine commitment to rectangular sport and also to the future of Cairns. Those two things are ideal and necessary. Let's not forget that previously our federal member for LICAT formed a Cairns sporting and business group, which was one of the biggest committees I've ever seen in my life, and they were looking at things like the rectangular stadium and the Tobruk swimming pool and mountain bike riding and polo games, etc., etc. And not a lot came out of that, unfortunately. Certainly not as far as the rectangular stadium's concerned. It just disappeared somewhere in a puff of smoke over a period of years. That committee was set up something like 6 years ago, and I notice now that our mayor is talking about having another survey, spending something like $200,000 to survey the needs for a rectangular stadium in Cairns.
Well, that's the business case, isn't it?
That's the business case he's talking about. Now, there's a couple of things that must be remembered here. Number one, at the moment, Cairns is the 14th largest city in Australia. It is, with Townsville, equal second largest city in Queensland, and we do not have a rectangular stadium at all. Now, let's get that quite clear. What has happened here at Barlow Park, we have an athletics track, which, because it was expedient some time ago, someone decided to put a football field in the middle of an athletics track. Then what happened was they rebuilt the grandstand, and it is an abomination. It was built at an angle, the seating is tiered, at such a low angle that people can't see over the game, which you need to do. So the whole thing is hopeless. What we need here in Cairns is not a better rectangular stadium. We need a rectangular stadium. Now, it's the third biggest city in Queensland and the 14th in Australia.
Yeah.
Surely we deserve that. And I think we're past the time where people can say that's good enough for the people of Cairns. I mean, we've got to get over our inferiority complex. We are a living, vibrant, tropical city. We deserve better than what people are offering us, and we've got to fight for it.
Now, this is a difficult one for you. This is probably one I need to be putting to the mayor or his councillors. The funding. Now, there's been so much talk in recent times about this NAI, this Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund. I don't know, there's probably other sources of funding too. If the mayor and his councillors basically so gun-shy when it comes to finding funding for matters like this, they're very proud of their 1.5% rate rise for the last 3 years, which is something to be proud of. But are there other places to go looking for money like this, like the Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund? Can it be applied to a project like this?
Well, I believe it can, John, and something that sticks in my mind is when I go back to the Cairns Entertainment Precinct now, that was to cost the people of Cairns $50-odd million. The people of Cairns were to put in $50-odd million. Now it's going to cost the people of Cairns $70-odd million. The difference is $20 million. Okay, now we've been told that finding that extra $20 million is no problem, and yet 4 or 5 years ago, when we needed $20 million for a rectangular stadium, a modest rectangular stadium in Cairns, we were told that we didn't have the money. Now, those two statements, which have been made, do not add up. We had the money. So really, what is happening here, people are using that as an excuse. It is not factual. If we need to find $20 million and that's all we need, it can be found if people have the will.
Mm. Do you hear much from the soccer fans about the need for this?
Absolutely. I mean, we haven't even touched on the opportunities from soccer. Like, here we are sitting here on the doorstep of Southeast Asia. We've got China, Indonesia, Malaysia, all Japan, all these great soccer nations. Now, what opportunities are available for us? And this is what's happening here. We are a tourist city. Because we do not have a rectangular stadium, we cannot pursue these opportunities, and they are wonderful opportunities. What Cairns needs to do is two things. Build the rectangular stadium and then seriously promote the opportunities that are presented by Cairns, this wonderful tropical city, having this rectangular stadium available for the rest of the world to use. Mm. Tropical sports medicine, that's another one. Our member for Leichhardt has been on the tropical sports medicine angle for some time, and I agree with him on that. And we haven't even touched base with that. There are so many opportunities. Cairns has opportunities galore. Opportunities galore. We don't have problems. We have opportunities, but we're not taking them.
John, we've basically got to wind up here. In rounding this whole discussion off, what would you hope would happen over the next 6 or 12 months as far as getting this program underway is concerned?
Well, I'd like to see some people in Cairns who are heavy hitters. We've still got people around here. I'd like to see them get together. People in the tourist industry, people like Advance Cairns. Kevin Byrne has been wonderful in the past. And as a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind getting together with Kevin for a start and having a talk about this, because I've always found Kevin to be very, very positive and forward-thinking, and this is what's needed here. And this is what needs to happen. And all we're talking about, John, really, is about something like $20 or $25 million, because we do not need to build a $500 million stadium like Townsville's building straight off. All that we need to do is start small, but do it in such a way that it can be added on to. In other words, we just build a small part, maybe 5,000 seats or something like that, right on the sideline, but we do it in a state-of-the-art fashion so that in the future, when we need to expand to take up the opportunities available to us, we can do it in an economical manner. That's what needs to be done. That's what can be done. That's what we need to do.
Bob Manning's always talking about his two favoured sites. Do you know which sites he's talking about?
Well, one's got to be Barlow Park. I mean, it's always been Barlow Park. The previous council did a study. And this is another thing, John, like Mayor Bob's talking about spending $200,000 on a study. We've just had a study. Well, I don't know how much it costs, but it was all-encompassing. It was done by the previous council. And Coffee Consulting or something was the name of the company. And they came out strongly in favour of the Barlow Park area. Mm. It doesn't have to be Barlow Park itself. It could be a situation whereby Scott Street is cut off, for instance. I mean, a lot of people mightn't like that idea. But that is one of the ideas that has been put up. And going over to the BMX area, relocating the BMX track. Now, I might be speaking out of school here. I hope I'm not. But I believe talks have been held with the BMX people, and they have agreed, this is what I've been told, that if a suitable relocated site can be found for them, they would be happy to go there. So keeping all that in mind, I think Barlow Park is probably the best site.
Yeah. John, great to have you in studio today. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
John Moore, and we'll stay in touch with John on these developments too. Very important for sporting fans here in the north. We're going to continue straight on with talk. It's now on 14 to 11.